The weekly colour supplements that come with our black and white newspaper are perhaps more revealing than they intend to be about the distribution of wealth. One such supplement, recently included among all the promotions for expensive jewellery and watches, a 21-page special section for homes in desirable Florida locations, a feast of real estate pornography. Apartments, penthouses, and luxury residences, priced from around $3 million to $20 million. Each one, according to the publicity, is a little slice of paradise, which at those prices it should be. Don't think I'm envious. It would take more than $3 million to persuade me to live in a desirable Florida location, paradise or not. Think of who you might meet there. There are several interesting mental conditions that seem to accompany wealth and power. Some, like the personal delusions of grandeur, are merely pathetic and sometimes funny. But the one that leaves the greatest physical mark on our landscape is what I call the Oedipus complex. Those who have more than their fair share of everything else also want more than their fair share of physical space. There have always been excesses in the real estate market, monstrosities like Downton Abbey and the massive houses scattered along the shores of Long Island. The ancient Romans set the standard with their huge villas, grand temples, statues and triumphal arches, each one a futile grasp at immortality. In terms of overinflated buildings and grandiose schemes, we're not doing badly in the 21st century. The average human being, kings and emperors included, is quite a small creature, occupying some 12 square feet of vertical space and about 4 square feet of floor space if he doesn't wave his arms. We feel small. We are small. And it may be this smallness and fragility of the human frame in relation to the vastness of the wider world that lies behind this desire for disproportionate size in our homes and SUVs and massiveness in our public buildings. Occupying space makes us feel safer and more powerful. The kings and emperors of the past flaunted their power in vast palaces, and not much has changed. The palace of Recep Erdogan in Turkey has 1,150 rooms. President Erdogan is not a particularly large man. How on earth could he occupy, let alone use, 1,150 rooms? The answer, of course, is that he doesn't. The rooms are purely symbolic. See how important I am. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, described by one commentator as Arabia's own Ozymandias, has planned an epic folly in the desert, a gigantic structure to rival the pyramids. Closer to home, we can see that the Oedipus complex is not limited to foreigners with Olympian pretensions. A 250-foot triumphal arch and a 90,000-square-foot ballroom are probably only the tip of the monumental iceberg. This is David Boucher.